Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with the new director of the Indianola Community Youth Foundation, Taylor Nearing. All right, what is the Indianola Community Youth Foundation?
The Indianola Community Youth Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Abby and Casey Blake in 2011. It was started in 2011 with $1 million donation by the Blake family. The community raised another $1 million to match that, and we were able to build the Blake Fieldhouse, which is conjoined with the middle school.
We'll talk a little bit about taking over as director of Indianola Community Youth Foundation and just kind of your motivations for doing so, and let people know a little bit about you and why you wanted to do this.
Yeah, so I grew up in Indianola, graduated, went to Simpson. I just love being in my hometown. I really am prideful on that. So when I saw the job, I thought this was the perfect opportunity to give back to my community and make an impact on children.
Talk a little bit about the day-to-day of the ICYF and just kind of what you provide here for Indianola and here at Indianola Middle School where the office is located.
Right now we have open gym. It is in the evenings from 6 to 9. We are getting ready to switch over to our summer hours. That'll be on June 2nd. It'll be Sunday through Thursdays, 1 to 4 p.m. We rent out basketballs, volleyballs. It's a great way to work on your health, work on your sport, and it's free for the community, so that's nice. We also do a couple different fundraisers for schools. We do a back-to-school bash in the fall to get kids ready to go back to school, which is exciting. Mark your calendars for August 24th on that.
Awesome. Well, just kind of talk about what this provides for the community. You talked about getting people healthy, getting people active and outdoors, I guess. What is the overall kind of big picture with that and what you want to provide for the community?
Yeah, our goal really is to give back to the youth of Indianola. So again, that whether that's education or sports, we also have a nutrition program, the Eat Well, Play Well. You'll see our posters located throughout the school district, which is pretty cool. Yeah, again, we're just trying to make kids be the best that they can be, whether it's leadership skills or educational.
Talk about the cooperation between the school district and what you provide, just kind of being able to work with the teachers and the administration and then kind of working with what you do here in terms of cooperation.
You know, we're really lucky to be partnered with the Indianola School District, and we thank them for all of their hard work.
Well, if I wanted to learn more about ICYF, where would I go, who would I talk to, and what should I like to learn about?
Yeah, if you're interested in hearing more, we do have an office in the middle school. Stop by and see me sometime. I'd love to chat and give you a tour of the facility. You can give me a call. We also have a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. So follow us and stay posted.
Well, when we first kind of met, it was working with some of the softball athletes and presenting a check to local charities. Kind of talk about that relationship in terms of how you want to help the kids be able to do some of the service things that they do as well.
You know, service is really important to the community, and part of ICYF is trying to build leadership skills. And when you're out in the community, you are being a leader, and we really appreciate that. Part of our Eat Well, Play Well campaign, we're kind of revamping this year, and we're going to have more of a service dedication part of it so that we can get kids involved in the community.
Talk about the Eat Well, Play Well aspect of ICYF, because I mean, I think there's this national movement to get kids out active, have them eat better in schools, and I feel like this is just kind of an extension of that, correct?
Yes, so the Eat Well, Play Well, there are two seniors nominated from each activity, whether it be the arts or whether it be a sport. They have to fill out an application and go through a pretty unique process in order to be selected. We pick 10 finalists, and then they are on a banner, and those banners move between the schools. And basically that's just to, you know, inspire kids to eat healthy, get active, and make good choices.
All right, one final time. What do you want people to know about the Indianola Community Youth Foundation that maybe they don't know, or at least the message you want to get out there for parents and kids and community members?
So ICYF is more than the Blake Fieldhouse. You know, we do a lot of donations to local events. We also host a lot of events, and that is really fantastic. But join us for Open Gym, you know, see what we're doing in the community, and follow us on Facebook.
Thanks to Taylor Nearing for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.